Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Second Lieutenant Raymond Zussman was born on July 23, 1917, in Hamtramck, Michigan. The youngest of eight children to immigrants from Russia and Lithuania, Raymond sang at his synagogue and played basketball and ran track in high school. His eldest brother, Abraham, was a soldier in the U.S. Army and fought in World War I. Zussman graduated from Central High School in Detroit and worked as a union representative for Teamsters Local 337 while taking night classes at Wayne State University. In September 1941, when he was 24, Zussman enlisted in the U.S. Army, serving as a hand-to-hand combat instructor while attending the Armor Officer School at Fort Knox. He served as a tank instructor before commissioning as a second lieutenant in January 1943. In June 1943, Zussman took part in the Allied invasion of North Africa, serving as a tank unit commander. In early 1944, he fought in the Italian campaign as the Allies tried to dislodge German forces from Italy. During the Battle of Monte Cassino, a four-month fight to break through the Axis's winter line, Zussman was wounded. His command offered him a position back in the headquarters company, but he refused, choosing to stay on the front lines. As the Allies pushed towards Germany, Zussman transferred to the 756th Heavy Tank Battalion fighting in eastern France. On September 12, 1944, Zussman commanded two tanks supporting an infantry company assault on Noroy-le-Bourg, a small French town approximately 50 miles from the German border. When his command tank went down, Zussman got out on foot, reconnoitering enemy positions alone. He returned multiple times to direct tank fire and infantry towards the positions he had scouted. Even when exposed to enemy machine guns, Zussman stood by his tank to direct fire. As the company advanced through the town, Zussman's tank destroyed enemy fighting positions and caused dozens of German soldiers to surrender. On one outing, soldiers heard Zussman's carbine firing before he returned with 30 prisoners. When Noroy-le-Bourg was finally seized, 18 enemies were killed and 92 taken prisoner. On September 21, 1944, Zussman was killed by a German mortar. Zussman was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor on June 9, 1945 for his actions at Noroy-le-Bourg. The Medal of Honor was presented to his father, Nathan, at the Armor Officers' class graduation. Zussman's other awards include the Combat Infantryman Badge, the Bronze Star, and the Purple Heart. Zussman's actions are honored by the Zussman Village, an urban warfare training center in Fort Knox, as well as by several parks with his name in the greater Detroit area. Zussman was one of three Jewish Americans to receive the Medal of Honor during World War II. Speaking to the Armor Officers' graduation, Zussman's father said, "My son Ray died just as he always lived, fighting for what he felt was right and just." The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer. Leon Pescador is our scriptwriter. Declan Roars is our script editor and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network, for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.